VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America as we continue another in our series on What in the World? Oh, folks, I can remember growing up and hearing something and your response was, "What in the world?" And every now and then, a staff member walking by my office as I'm going through the news of the day will hear that phrase come out to me as some of the things are just unbelievable that's going on. Say, "What in the world? I mean, who in the right mind would be thinking this?" And oftentimes we're finding that in a number of stories. I'm going to bring many of these together for you here today and what I'm calling another in our series of What in the World. And I'm going to begin with a story with Disney. A matter of fact, Disney, decades ago, was always known as a family-friendly organization. It was known as family-friendly as it related to the films that they put out and going to the Magic Kingdom and all of these issues. Well, here from Christian Headlines, Disney has announced it will be bringing back its animated sitcom, The Proud Family, with the inclusion of some new characters, including two interracial gay dads who are adoptive parents of a teenage racial activist. And to that I say, what in the world? Disney, what are you doing here? I mean, we saw Pixar casting its first transgender character recently. The Disney Channel revealed its first bisexual lead character in The Owl House not too long ago. But on and on, we see that children are being targeted with the LGBT agenda. You say, Jim, you're just taking things to the extreme. Am I? Have you seen what else is coming out here? Lego is releasing an LGBT toy set for Pride Month. Lego. How many of your kids play with Legos? It includes a clear nod to all of the fabulous drag queens out there. Yeah, Lego has announced this new Everyone is Awesome toy set for children that features 11 non-gendered figurines that form a rainbow. On its website, Lego said that the buildable display model is inspired by the iconic rainbow flag, which is used as a symbol of love and acceptance by the LGBTQIA+ community. It's going to go on sale June 1st, folks. This set includes black and brown colors also to represent the broad diversity of everyone within the LGBTQIA+ community, as well as pale blue, white, and pink representing the transgender community, and a purple drag queen figure. What in the world? Folks, you understand what is going on with these things as children are being targeted? And I wonder how many are going to be confronted. I want that new, you know, Everyone is Awesome Lego set. Friends, these toys that are being produced for children have an agenda behind them. They have an agenda behind them. And let's get over to not only what Disney is doing, what Lego is doing, but what PBS is doing as well. This from WND.com, New York City's PBS station is defending its airing of a children's program featuring a drag queen who promoted a book titled The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. Yeah, you know, the wheels on the bus. Well, they have got multiple verses in this song that a drag queen that is named Lil Miss Hot Mess featured as part of Let's Learn TV series. Friends, this is aimed at children ages 3 to 8 years old. Produced by WNET, and the New York City Department of Education. The featured book is also about a drag queen with a blue mustache named Cinderfella. WNET defends drag as performance art. The PBS station said Little Miss Hot Mess serves on the global leadership team of Drag Queen Story Hour and has hosted readings at numerous libraries, children's museums, and schools across the country. The drag queen said he wrote the book because, quote, "I wanted everyone to get experience of the magic of drag and to get a little practice shaking their hips or shimmying their shoulders to know how we can feel fabulous inside of our own bodies." What in the world? And how many parents are dragging their kids or putting them in front of PBS, say, "Hey, watch this. This is good for kids to watch." Well, you go off and do whatever you're going to do. But it's happening from Disney. It's happening with toys. It's happening with PBS. But folks, it's happening to adults as well, Nordstrom's. This is from LGBTQNation.com. Retail giant Nordstrom teaming up with Trans Lifeline and the digital queer healthcare service Folks, F-O-L-X, to fund hormone replacement therapy for transgender people as part of a Pride Month initiative. Thank you, Nordstrom's. How many of you shop there? I don't. The micro grants will pay 100% of cost for a year of 50% for 2 years. The retailer has pledged $100,000 for the program. 75% will be reserved for Black and Indigenous people and people of color. Nordstrom will also donate a percentage of net sales from their new Be Proud gender-inclusive clothing collection to Trans Lifeline. The company will donate a total of $350,000 to support transgender equality across its initiatives this year. What in the world? Why is corporate America going down this pathway? And folks, again, this is not some conservative news source. This is from LGBTQ Nation, promoting that Nordstrom going to begin funding hormone therapy for trans people as part of the Pride Month initiative. Now, it seems like all of us are going to be impacted by this as well, as the Daily Wire is pointing out that Google Docs will now make more inclusive suggestions and edits in its predictive text algorithm. The technology will now correct gendered words. So, you know, you're typing along and all of a sudden some word comes up and they say, you don't want these. Go, you know, you hit backspace and start typing again and it auto-corrects. It's going to do some of these things by putting in gendered words such as mailman, changing it to mail carrier, or chairman. It's going to auto-correct in the algorithm to chairperson. That's Google Docs. Now with more inclusive suggestions and edits. What in the world? Let's go to the Evening Standard. London Northeastern Railway has said that its conductors will be warned to not use the greetings "ladies and gentlemen" following a complaint from a non-binary passenger. They said train managers should not use the phrase to avoid offending passengers who might identify as neither male nor female. Can't even say the words "ladies and gentlemen" any longer? And now let's go to the world of sports. As the Daily Wire points out, Haley Davidson, who is biologically male but identifies as female, competed and won a professional title in women's golf just over a week ago. The transgender athlete who formerly competed in men's college golf athletics is now hoping to be eligible for the Ladies Professional Golf Association, the LPGA. The same day, the U.S. Golf Association informed Davidson that the golfer had met the organization's gender policy eligibility criteria and can now compete in the group's championships. Davidson, a 28-year-old social media employee for NBC's Peacock division under the Golf Channel, is seeking the same determination from the LPGA. Golf Week reported that the LPGA in 2010 voted to eliminate its requirement that players be female at birth not long after a transgender woman, that's a biological male, filed a lawsuit against the tour. Now, I had previously played as a male golfer, but now identifying as female and now has snagged the woman's title, now looking to be a part of the LPGA. What in the world? But folks, it's coming to the military as well. This coming here from CNSNews.com, there's this new animated recruitment ad. The U.S. Army presents the story of Emma, a real soldier raised by lesbians. In its recruitment ad, by the way, that's, I believe, funded by your tax dollars and my tax dollars, is it not? Features a pro-homosexual theme. It presents lesbian behavior, homosexual marriage, and homosexual parenting as normal and patriotic. Let's listen to a clip from this Army recruitment ad from GoArmy.com/The Calling.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms. although I had a fairly typical childhood. Took ballet, played violin. I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age.
When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class and then attended UC Davis, where I joined a sorority full of other strong women. But as graduation approached, I began feeling like I'd been handed so much in life, a sorority girl stereotype. Sure, I'd spent my life around inspiring women, but what had I really achieved on my own? One of my sorority sisters was studying abroad in Italy. Another was climbing Mount Everest. I needed my own adventures, my own challenge. And after meeting with an army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way. I'm U.S. Army Corporal Emma Malone Lord, and I answered my calling.
All I can say, folks, what in the world? Here it is, a military recruitment video trying to get young people inspired to come join the military, a recruitment ad with a pro-homosexual theme to it. Not only presents lesbian behavior, but homosexual marriage and homosexual parenting as being normal and even patriotic. And it doesn't end with this branch of the military for the Army. But folks, as LifeSite News also points out, the CIA has got a recruitment video out as well from one saying, "I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder," being recruited for the CIA. So to improve its image, the CIA has released this video. It's called Humans of the CIA. And the first installment featured a Latina CIA officer striding around the CIA headquarters to a soothing soundtrack, saying, "I am a woman of color," she says while the music swells. "I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who has been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise." A CIA recruitment video. "I am a cisgender millennial." What in the world? WND.com also tells us, according to Canada, has ruled that a child legally has three parents, Bill, Eliza, and Olivia. Justice Sandra Wilkinson in British Columbia explained in her April 26 ruling that she was filling a gap in the law which did not foresee the possibility that a child might be conceived and have more than two parents. Bill and Eliza, the biological parents of the child, and Eliza have been in a romantic relationship with them for several years. But here, listen to this, folks. The judge concluded that the legislature, in writing the law, failed to contemplate polyamorous families. And so the judge just legislated from the bench, putting this into the law, and now has ruled that a child has three parents. What in the world? We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how many stars are there?
Chris, this is the question for which there is no answer. We go out on a clear night and look up, and we only see about 3,000 or so stars with the naked eye, but with telescopes or binoculars, we can see many more. Scientists estimate that our Milky Way galaxy contains over 200 billion stars, and now we can see billions and billions of galaxies, and we haven't even seen the edge of the universe. With every new telescope, we're seeing whole new regions of space full of galaxies. Chris, God told Abraham that the stars in the sky were in essence innumerable, and how right he was. As always, the scientific information that we gather supports the clear teaching of the Word of God, even those truths that are found when we go back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to a What in the World Crosstalk today, as we have compiled a number of stories of, well, some common themes here. Where first section here on all that's being done to advance the LGBTQIA plus agenda. And folks, it is happening on every level, every spectrum. I mean, it gave illustrations of what's going on in the media before children. I mean, from Disney to PBS to Lego toys. And by all means, it doesn't end with those toys or just those few programs that we talked about. But making its way through education as well, all the way up to the business community, making its way also through the military and the recruitment for young people to join the military. And sadly, friends, a big what in the world as it relates to the church. What has happened to the church? WND.com tells us that the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland soon will be reviewing a plan to drop the terms husband and wife from its marriage ceremonies. Currently, the church's marriage ceremonies explain that the parties covenant together to take each other as husband and wife as long as they both shall live, and then the minister declares the parties to be husband and wife. So the proposal would make it this: the parties covenant together to take each other in marriage as long as they both shall live, and the minister or whoever declares the parties to then be married. Kill the terms husband and wife, coming from the Church of Scotland. The Church of Sweden doesn't want to be outdone by the church there in Scotland. So the Church of Sweden getting involved. Summit News reports that the Church of Sweden, Europe's largest Lutheran denomination, posted the letter titled Personal Letter to You Who Are Trans on the diocese official website, saying, quote, We write to you to form a church that is also trans. I'm sorry, we write to you from a church that is also trans, a church made up of people. People are different. We have conferees, employees, church wardens, elected representatives, nonprofits, and other parishioners who define themselves as trans people. The church also consists of trans people. Therefore, the church could be described as a trans, the letter said. The church's letter then slammed efforts by feminists and others who are trying to keep biological men out of women's and girls' sports and changing rooms. The church, folks, did you hear me? They are slamming those who are trying to keep biological men out of women's and girls' sports and out of their changing rooms. Back in 2019, the Church of Sweden also gave away an LGBTQ guide for Christian queer kids. The guide shockingly labeled Jesus as queer and Joseph as being transvestite. What in the world? Baylor University, founded in 1845 through the Union Baptist Association, predates the Baptist General Conference of Texas by 3 years. Baylor pulled away from direct control by the BGCT in 1990 when it established an independent governing board, but ties between the state convention and the school remain. Founded in 1845, the Union Baptist Association, you know what's going on there? Their Board of Regents, this is from Baptist Press, approved a resolution May 14th that paves the way for an officially recognized LGBTQ student group on campus while attempting to reaffirm its commitment to a traditional biblical perspective on homosexuality and marriage. To that I say, what in the world? Describing a challenging situation, the resolution said that the regents remain committed to core commitments of our Christian mission. No, they are not. They say they're also staying committed to the biblical understanding that sexual relations of any kind outside of marriage between a man and a woman are not in keeping with the teaching of Scripture. The dignity and worth of all, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity, and provides a welcoming, supportive, and educational environment based on civility and respect for all. The resolution said the Board of Regents recognize that Baylor's LGBTQ students continue to seek care, connections, and community on our campus and a sense of belonging within the Baylor family, and charged Baylor President Linda Livingstone to determine the appropriate pathways to provide additional care, connections, and community for Baylor's LGBTQ students, including the possibility of establishing a new chartered student group that's consistent with Baylor's core community commitments and the university's policies and statements. Folks, oil and water do not mix. Bitter and sweet do not mix. And Baylor, you're going down the pathway of destruction. What in the world is going on? Christian Headlines also telling us that the Sierra Pacific Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, ELCA, has elected its first transgender person to serve as bishop in the denomination. Reverend Megan Rohr, pastor of Grace Lutheran Church in San Francisco and community chaplain coordinator for the San Francisco Police Department, was officially selected as bishop. Rohr is the first openly transgender person to serve as a bishop in the ELCA or any other major Christian denomination in the United States. What in the world? And if you don't conform, we're going to take you to court. We're going to force this down you legislatively. That's what's going on to Christian colleges right now. Here from CBN News, a Christian college in Missouri is appealing its case against the Biden administration after a federal judge ruled that the school must open its dorm rooms and its showers to members of the opposite sex. We're talking about the College of the Ozarks. They're suing the administration over a directive from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, that's HUD, forcing religious schools to violate their beliefs by opening girls' dormitories to males who identify as female. The order also applies to females who identify as males. Now, they're being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian nonprofit advocacy group. The government can't force schools to open girls' dorm rooms to males or vice versa, said ADF Senior Counsel Julia Marie Blake. President Biden is punishing religious schools, organizations, and churches simply because of their beliefs about marriage and biological sex. HUD's rule does now force colleges and universities nationwide, including faith-based institutions, to open girls' dorms to male students, allowing them to share bathrooms and showers. If the college refuses, it faces fines up to six figures. What in the world? Folks, we see what is taking place here. We see that if you will not conform, if you will not just tolerate, you must promote, you must accept, you must incorporate this into your being. And that's what's seeking to be implemented as well through the so-called Equality Act to force every church, every Christian school, every Christian mission, every Christian daycare center across this nation to follow lock, step, and barrel with this mentality. A story has come out as well from WND.com. A South Florida woman was so shocked recently by woke and cancer culture books being sold in the baby section of Barnes & Noble. She recorded the titles and posted them on Facebook. Parents, wake up and see what is happening, said Renee Times. She's a Republican precinct committee woman in Palm Beach County. She took a trip to the Barnes & Noble to buy a children's gift. Check out some of these titles and how our children are being indoctrinated. Woke cancel culture, witnessing right before our eyes. These are board books. You know the hardcover board books? Here's some of the titles. I Look Up to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Anti-Racist Baby. Baby Feminist. No, My First Book of Protest. Woke Baby. The back cover of Woke Baby proclaims, woke babies are up early. Woke babies raise their fist in the air. Woke babies cry for justice. Woke babies grow up to change the world. Reaching children from infant on. Folks, there are many other issues here, too. I'd like to get to the life issue. Some of these things are just amazing that is going on in our culture today. From LifeNews.com, America has come to the point where baby animals are treated with more dignity and respect than baby humans. In Colorado, for example, a five-week-old bald eaglet died. A five-week-old bald eaglet died after the tree it was living in split down the middle, according to CBS Denver. Local news outlets noted the baby bird's death and mentioned plans for its funeral. I'm not kidding, folks. Meanwhile, the same state allows unborn babies to be aborted for any reason up to birth. The hundreds of viable late-term babies who are killed there every year never make the news. Few mourn their death. But in the case of this eaglet, park officials at Stanley Lake Regional Park said the bird's body will be cremated and buried with a sacred ceremony in a blessed burial site located in Rocky Mountain Arsenal and National Wildlife Refuge, according to CBS Denver. Park officials wrote this on social media. Our hearts are heavy. We mourn with all of you today and understand how painful it has been to watch the tragic events transpire at this nest over the last year. Yet there is very little mourning outside the pro-life movement for human babies who are intentionally killed in abortions. In Colorado, there are no limits on abortions, and the state boasts one of the few openly practicing late-term abortionists there as well. But no. It is front page news. It is, you know, dominating the newscast, the local news media that is there for to learn of the death of this 5-week-old bald eaglet while they continue to slice away human life in the womb. What in the world? Illinois Family Institute, Lori Higgins, who's been a guest here in Crosstalk, wrote that this past Saturday, May 22nd, the retiring principal of Glen Bard South High School in Glen Ellen, Illinois, decided to ruin the graduation ceremony of seniors by using it to express her political views. Principal Sandra Coughlin led the families and students in the Pledge of Allegiance, but notably omitted the words of the United States of America. She also omitted the words, under God, generating audible outrage from the attendees and creating division in what should have been a time of unity and joy. Listen in to this from the school principal out of Glen Ellen.
Welcome to the commencement ceremony for the high school class of 2021. I am Mrs. Coughlin, your principal. As a reminder, we will be live streaming this event, and the link is available on our school home webpage. Students, families, and guests, would you please rise for the presentation of the colors by the Flanagan Drill Team and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem? Gentlemen, please remove your caps. I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And there you have it, folks. To that I say, what in the world? We've got some more examples after the break on some other issues here today. This world's in a mess. It's in a mess without the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that. It's falling apart at the seams. And more the stories are getting outrageous in this world today. And we can't poke our head in the sand, not knowing what is going on. Back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
While living in this era of pandemics, economic chaos, natural disaster, and political strife, you may feel tempted to question whether God is in control. Yet when you look to the Bible, you'll find these events actually signal that His promises will soon be fulfilled. In the book Aftershocks, author Jeff Kinley reveals how current societal and global trends foreshadow the nearness of the end times and how the prophecies about what is to come should renew your passion to lovingly proclaim Christ. Aftershocks addresses the global crisis, the rise of anti-Semitism, the end times economic collapse, and how the COVID pandemic is being used to promote globalism. Aftershocks is available for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're having a segment today entitled, What in the World? As we talk about some of the issues that are going on in our culture today, so many times we just yawn and turn our head aside, turn the music up a little louder to try and ignore the things that are happening around us. But folks, we must be attuned to what is taking place and to see how badly this world is in need of Jesus. Here we are getting all exercised about an eaglet who has perished, while at the same time sanctioning the killing of babies in the womb. And then as newsbusters.org just pointed out here recently about CNN's Chris Cuomo, talked about being, in essence, being pro-life is about racism and Jim Crow. I mean, here we have the Supreme Court about ready to hear this Mississippi case next term. Roe v. Wade, a case there to stop and to reduce, I guess, is more reducing the killing of the unborn. We need to stop it, folks. But he flaunted his ignorance of the pro-life movement as he suggested they didn't understand science, while also being pro-racism akin to Jim Crow. He stated the first major test of a woman's right, her liberty, controlling what happens to her body since Trump got his third and final justice in the Supreme Court has been set. Justice Amy Coney Barrett has her place on the bench as an outspoken advocate against reproductive rights. The next battle of the evolution of Roe v. Wade is upon us, he said. But again, it's not about science or consensus. Doesn't he understand that science tells us that life begins at conception? But he said it's about dividing lines, legislating to the far right. And he said not only just far right, but the far right white fright vote, flooding the zone with 536 bills that abridge a woman's right to control her own body in 46 states. It's just like voting rights in one way, you see, and goes on to compare this with Jim Crow. Folks, doesn't he understand? How can he be so ignorant with all the individuals he has gathering news for him to understand that since Roe v. Wade in 1973, that there have been 18,853,843 black babies that have been killed in the womb by means of abortion. And he's saying to be pro-life is Jim Crow? It's being racist? What in the world? Let's get on to another issue. This is from LifeSiteNews.com. And this is a order coming from the state of Oregon ordering businesses and churches to demand proof of vaccination for maskless people. You want to share your private medical information with the butcher, the baker, and the ushers at your church? According to the New York Times, the state of Oregon has ordered businesses, workplaces, and houses of worship to make sure anyone who comes indoors without wearing a mask has been vaccinated. Maskless people who wish to enter will have to show a proof of vaccination card or a photo of such a card. New York Times says that the mandate is one of the first of its kind in the country. You know, I'm told some Michigan residents tired of the lockdown mandate say they're going to identify. We're just going to identify as being fully vaccinated. You hear what happened in Colorado. As Fox News pointed out, a Colorado school bus driver has been fired for striking a child over the child not wearing a mask on the bus. This is a little girl, 10 years old. She told officials that she wasn't feeling well, so she moved her mask below her nose, and the driver tried to place it back up over her entire face. This is the Fremont County School District driver. Happened in mid-April. He's been charged now with harassment, assault causing injury, and child abuse, according to KKTV. He's caught on camera, though. There's a camera on the bus. Local police were involved. And according to the surveillance footage, he says, hey, both of you have to wear a mask. Well, he's trying to adjust one on the student's face. Why, a female student is then asked. Because the male figure responds, the male figure ultimately slaps the child across the face. Girl wasn't feeling well. You know what else is going on? Amidst this pandemic, issues with the going on. One family recently found out that their local school might be discriminating against Christians in their policy on which mask precisely what students are allowed to wear. So Alliance Defending Freedom has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a young girl, Lydia Booth. Here's a story from Alliance Defending Freedom.
If there's anything the COVID-19 pandemic has exposed, it's that a crisis can bring out the very best and the very worst in people. For instance, as New York City prepared itself for the worst in early 2020, Samaritan's Purse dispatched an army of Christian medical professionals and volunteers to set up an emergency field hospital in Central Park, all at no cost to the city. Yet, because Samaritan's Purse holds Christian beliefs, some city council members demanded that the charity pull up stakes and leave. Like we said, the best and the worst. Likewise, in Washington, D.C., shortly after officials allowed Black Lives Matter and Defund the Police to be painted on streets, two pro-life advocates from a small group affiliated with Students for Life of America and the Frederick Douglass Foundation were arrested for writing Black Preborn Lives Matter in temporary chalk on the same streets, even though they had requested a permit from the city in advance. The message was simple. You're free to express yourself and gather in large crowds with people who agree with you, but not if you disagree with the government's preferred message. But it's not just in big cities like New York and Washington that we've seen this dynamic play out. It's happening all over the country, including small towns like Panola, Mississippi, population 1,543. That's where school officials barred third grader Lydia Booth from expressing her deeply held religious beliefs on her school-mandated mask, even though her classmates could express their non-religious views. Ever since school had opened back up for in-person classes in the early fall, students throughout Simpson County had shown up wearing masks bearing all kinds of messages. Some of Lydia's classmates wore masks that said, "Black Lives Matter." Others wore masks sporting the logos of local football, basketball, or baseball teams. But only Lydia Booth wore a mask that, in administrators' minds, crossed the line. What was this offending message? Three words. Jesus loves me. Pretty offensive, huh? At least that's what the grown-ups running Lydia's taxpayer-funded public school must have thought. And that's why school officials pulled the 9-year-old aside and forced her to take off her mask and swap it out for a different one. Despite their claims to the contrary, administrators were discriminating against Lydia, and her parents weren't about to stand by and allow their daughter to be silenced. Students at a public school don't need a permission slip to speak freely on campus. The First Amendment guarantees that right. So, Lydia's mom, Jennifer, researched the school's policy on masks only to find that there was no rule about what messages were allowed. Along with posting on social media about the treatment her daughter faced at school that day, Jennifer set up a meeting with school administrators. In response, school officials scrambled to produce a new policy banning messages on face masks to try and escape the consequences of their own censorship. Yet the backpedaling rule only made things worse, explicitly banning all messages on masks that are political, religious, or that may be offensive. As it turns out, unconstitutionally banning more speech isn't the cure for an unconstitutional ban on some speech. Remember that first lesson from kindergarten? Two wrongs don't make a right. In response to the school district's actions, and to make sure this doesn't happen at other schools, Alliance Defending Freedom filed a federal lawsuit. This isn't just about a mask. It's about a public school picking and choosing which viewpoints are welcome at school. When it comes to free speech, the government can't pick winners and losers depending on what people have to say. That applies at public schools every bit as much as it does on public street corners. As a society, we've debated many things during the COVID-19 pandemic, but one thing that's not debatable is whether students have the right to free speech at school. The First Amendment settled this question over 200 years ago. Free speech isn't optional. It's mandatory. Become part of the movement to defend our First Amendment freedoms today. Visit adflegal.org/standforfreedom.
Can't wear that mask that says Jesus loves me on it. All the others you can. Not that one. What in the world? And friends, as I bring this portion to a conclusion, we see again what is happening around the world. We've gave you illustrations of what's happening in many different denominations, not only around the world, but here in the U.S. as well. And by the way, Christian Post also just had the story of a Grammy-winning vocalist, Kevin Max. You may know him. Member of the popular Christian band DC Talk, who has released music in multiple genres. Revealed recently that he considers himself to be a ex-evangelical. He said, "Hello, my name is Kevin Max, and I'm an ex-evangelical," he tweeted out. Some praised the musician's post, claiming they were also ex-evangelicals, a term that has been used commonly in recent years to describe individuals who no longer identify as evangelicals. In another post, he clarified that he still follows, quote, the universal Christ, end of quote. I have no idea how many people's blogs or podcasts are using that announcement for further division, but I'm here for grace, he assured. This year marked the first time Gallup started tracking data that fewer than 50% of Americans belong to a church or religious organization. An ex-evangelical still follows the universal Christ. Can I remind you that broad is a path that leads to destruction? Narrow is the way that leads to everlasting life. And then finally, I see here from CBN News, the Arizona Christian University's new study reveals that there are significant differences between current generations in regard to spiritual beliefs. And the study reveals there is one generation in particular that the church needs with its ministry efforts, needs to target with ministry efforts. I mean, they're talking about millennials born between 1984 and 2002, Gen Xers born between 1965 and 1983, the baby boomers, 1946 to 1964, of which I'm in that category, and builders born between 1927 and 1945. Some of their surprising findings, 90% of builders believe that you treat others as you want them to treat you, while less than half of millennials agree. 43% of millennials stated that they either don't know, don't care, or don't believe God exists, compared to 28% of boomers. 51% of millennials believe reincarnation is a real possibility. 64% of millennials believe in karma. Nearly half of all boomers believe that when they die, they'll go to heaven only because they confessed their sins and accepted Jesus as their Savior, compared to only 26% of Gen X and 16% of millennials. And folks, that'd be shocking. Just 26% of Gen X and 16% of millennials believe that when they die, they will go to heaven only because they confessed their sins and accepted Jesus as their Savior, compared to nearly half of the generation before them, that new study has found. 43%, grasp this, folks, 43% of millennials stated they don't know, they don't care, or don't believe God exists. Isn't that amazing? And to that I say, what in the world? You look at the indoctrination that's going on, and I've shared with you here today from the board books in the earliest moments of life up into the preschool television programs that are out there, into the games, the Legos that children are playing with, and all through their school-age years, all the way up to college, to force this upon them. Is it any wonder that we're a nation that's forgotten God? Look at the principal who has even omitted the words under God. We had a president of the United States that omitted the word God from this year's National Day of Prayer Proclamation? What in the world? Let me get your comments on this here today, folks. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Am I just all wet? Is it just that I'm having a bad day today? Is it just my age that is showing? Your response here today, 800-733-9829. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website, worldviewreport.com. Tom Rent is an attorney, and he worked with frontline medical doctors. They have just signed a temporary restraining order in federal court, in fact, in the Northern District of Alabama. What are they seeking to do? To stop the pushing of the COVID vaccine on children 16 years of age and under. The number of doctors testifying in this legal briefing is staggering, including one that was Family Physician of the Year in 2016. He said there are zero cases of young people 16 and under dying from COVID. And yet We're forcing onto many of them, like 130 institutions, to go to college now, the COVID vaccine that is not by legal definition a vaccine. It also has not been tested long term, nor on pregnant women. It could make children sterile. We don't know what the consequences are to their immune system, and yet we're forcing it on children. I agree with their legal briefing. I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. I believe this has been the third in our series through the years, the past couple of years of What in the World. But let's get to your phone calls today to our friend Courtney in Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints out there, your fathers and mothers and grandparents. It really hurt me to my heart to hear what Satan is trying to do to our children.
Yeah.
And I want to say one thing to you. Jim, thank you for your program today. It really hurts, man, because Satan is trying to destroy souls, to take them to hell. But parents, before I read my Bible every day, Lord bless me too, I have about 30 verses that I read, but I want to give one verse to you, you that have children. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Yeah.
Read that to yourself every day or every other day at least before you get into the scripture. And all you saints, ask God for you to show you souls to witness to. And if you see a Jewish person, like I seen a Jewish lady yesterday with her headscarf on, I said, I want to tell you something, ma'am. There are plenty of us that pray for the peace of Israel 3, 4, 5 times a day, and that God bless you for your journey back home to the land that he's given you. And what was so wonderful about it, later on, as I was walking across the parking lot from Walmart, she pulls up in her car, and she says, she blocked a little traffic. She said, I want to thank you for what you said. And she told me, God bless me. God bless all you saints, and stay in the Word. The Bible says there's going to be a great falling away. Let them fall away, but make sure it's not you that fall away.
Amen.
God bless you now.
God bless you, Courtney. Thank you for calling. Ann in Shorewood, you're on the air.
Yes, What in the World was what I thought when my 8-year-old grandson came out of his Christian school last week and told me that his teacher put on the movie Out, which is a LGBTQ movie, Pixar, Disney movie about two children basically coming out as gay or homosexual. And it really bothered me. I have addressed it with the principal, but it bothered me so much, and my grandson, that, you know, I guess homeschooling is the next step.
My. Thank you, Ann, for your call. John in Mayville, you're on the air. Hello, John.
Say you should change your What in the World to You've Got to Be Kidding Me.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't believe that all this stuff is going on, and it breaks your heart, like they've been saying. It's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
I feel bad for my grandsons that they're growing up in this world, and these times are just, it's unreal.
John, it is tough times, but all the more diligence that we have as parents and grandparents to infiltrate their lives with biblical truth. So critical.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And folks, we must bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That doesn't mean stop having children. No, be fruitful and multiply, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, amen to Courtney down there in Miami. I want to say I feel bad for that girl that had the Jesus Loves Me on her mask, and they said no, Jesus is not allowed. So it's just like they took Jesus out of the schools and the prayer out of the schools. Biden needs to put him back in, at least try that, see if it works for a term or two. And the devil's behind all this stuff, and it seems like they're attacking us Bible-believing Christians with their hatred, and Satan's promoting Antichrist, and woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, Scripture says over there.
Thank you, Don.
521, Jim.
Thank you, Don. Barbara in Huron, South Dakota, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me what they mean by the word karma. I've heard it used, and I'd like to know what it is.
Yeah, well, we're not going to be able to really develop this, but it is actually getting into the new age, and certainly it is one's karma. It is one that extra existence that happens there. You have this glow, this personality that is about an individual. It is it's more involved than just that, but it has a very strong concept of having that a new age presence about you. Totally contrary to what we have from Scripture itself. There's not a God that comes from within you that is part of this world, of the secular world. Jody is next in Kenosha. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for your program. I have a what in the world is going on. There are two quick comments. One is a senior subsidized low-income housing unit, apartment building, that now prohibits the people who have not been vaccinated that they cannot go into the community rooms or use their community carts, even though they're wearing masks. And that's what they pay their rent to use those things. Another thing is in Racine County High Schools, it's not only LGBTQ that these students are identifying with. They're now dressing face dressels as animals. They refer to themselves as Furbies. So I wanted to make, you know, people aware that if you have children and you see that this Furby coming on their smartphones or whatever, that's what they're talking about.
Thank you, Jody. Veronica in Pensacola, you're on the air.
No. Thanks for taking my call. What in the world? All I have to say is, Lord Jesus, come soon. We need you.
Yeah. Thank you, Veronica. Let's live for him. Janine in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to comment on the all the sexual perversion. This may seem like a small thing, but it really isn't. Words are powerful and words matter. A while back, the word gay used to mean happy, joyful, and cheerful. To me, it still does. I've never referred to a homosexual as gay. There's nothing happy or cheerful about homosexuality. It's a perversion. And as far as the letters of the alphabet, I won't ever refer to them as L anything. I think that we're helping their side whenever we use words that they have hijacked. They hijacked the word gay. They hijacked about five of the letters, and every time I turn around, it's another letter. LBGCHDH.
Thank you so much. We got your point. I'm out of time, though. My closing music is running, so I apologize for that, Janine, but thank you for raising that issue here today. Folks, be mindful of this. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said him, come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.